This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late summer. Each piece of summer is connected to some other piece, forming a web of what author Rebecca Solnit has called local truths. As late summer begins, all the katydids are singing. They call out the close of the dog days, and even though the heat often lingers, the rhythm of the season has shifted. Its tones have been altered, colors and sounds and scents all pointing to fall. Now, almost everywhere in the country, average temperatures start to drop a degree and a half every 7 days until the middle of September, at which point they decline about 1 degree every 3 days into January. Migration clucking among the robins increases. Some days there will be a long and steady cardinal song before sunrise, and then silence. Hummingbirds and wood ducks and Baltimore orioles and purple martins start to disappear south. When katydids call at dusk, then cottonwoods are yellowing. Black walnut foliage is thinning, foretaste of the great leaf drop to come. Locust leaves turn brown, damaged by leaf miners. Violet Joe pie weed grays like thistledown, and the prickly teasel dies back. Fruit of the bittersweet ripens, and spice bush berries redden. Tall goldenrod is heading up. In the thunderstorms of late summer, green acorns fall to the sweet rocket growing back among the budding asters. This is the time that all the spiders in the woods weave their final webs and fireflies complete their cycle. More local truths, monarch butterflies become common in their passage to Mexico, and another generation of cabbage moths, swallowtails, and skippers emerges. Sometimes giant imperial moths appear at porch lights. Autumn's yellow jackets come to the fallen apples and plums. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late summer. In the meantime, watch for local truth. It's right in front of you, of course.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.